It's Thursday, the 27th of June, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 5 p.m. news. The Namibia Revenue Agency has issued a reminder for the public to submit their income tax returns for the fiscal year 2023-24 before the deadline. NAMRA's spokesperson Stephen Dorokade stressed the importance of timely submission to ensure compliance and avoid any penalties.
We can confirm that the due date for submission of returns for salaried individuals for the tax year that ended on the 29th of February 2024 is the 30th of June. Now, as it happens this year, the 30th of June falls on a Sunday. Therefore, we would still allow for people to submit their returns on Monday, the 1st of July. I can also indicate that to ensure that people are able to submit their returns, we increase our service points. Across Windhoek, we have set up mobile teams, and across the country, I can indicate that all our service centers are operating from 8 o'clock up to 1900 hours. And that has already started as from Tuesday to ensure that as many as possible taxpayers are able to submit their returns.
The Electricity Control Board has withheld the applications for new tariff increases submitted by power distributors NorEd and the City of Windhoek. The decision was made due to non-compliance with ECB conditions, ECB Executive for Technical Regulation, Petrus Johannes.
In case of NorEd, NorEd must submit the audited up-to-date financial statement for the 2020-22 financial year. And in the case of City of Windhoek, they must submit an updated progress report on the ring fencing of their electricity departments.
Then in other local news, following the introduction of the beneficial ownership requirement, which became law in 2023, all registered businesses are now required to declare their beneficial owners. We spoke to Okut Janssen, the Business and Intellectual Property Authority's Executive of Marketing, Corporate Communications and Client Management Services, to find out if local businesses have complied and the possible repercussions.
The numbers don't look good. Not a lot of businesses have declared their beneficial owners. We have approximately 165,000 businesses that are non-compliant as of this date. Consequences of non-compliance is that businesses are listed on an inactive list and that they may be deregistered after 6 months of being listed on this inactive list. Second to that is businesses are also sanctioned, financial sanction that is imposed on these businesses of $3,750 plus a penalty of $75 daily.
The Zimbabwean government is expected to roll out a program to provide cash handouts to vulnerable urban communities. This is in response to the effects of the El Nino drought in certain areas of the country. Social Welfare Minister July Moyo announced an allocation equivalent to 250 million Namibia dollars to be disbursed monthly until next year.
Disabled persons, they are our priority if they don't have any livelihoods from other sources of revenue. Then we have child-headed families, we have the old age, and these are our first priorities.
And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky published a video on Thursday thanking participants of the recent Ukraine Peace Summit and announced that steps were being taken to present a clear path to peace at the second Global Peace Summit.
Dear friends, we are forming teams and groups that will develop action plans according to the peace formula. We need real steps, everything that can bring just and lasting peace closer to us, Ukrainians, and hence reliable stability for everyone in the world. And it must be done really fairly, not behind the scenes. I thank you for supporting our efforts and invite you to common work so that already at the second Global Peace Summit, we will be able to define the path how just peace will prevail over cruel war.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.